from the newsroom at news.com.au.
A woman killed by an elephant, an ex-AFL player pleads guilty to serious crimes, and Rebel Wilson reveals how much she was paid for her movie roles. All of that and more coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Thursday the 4th of April. I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Natalie Brown. A shocking claim has been made about the Israeli airstrike that killed 7 aid workers, including an Aussie, in Gaza on Monday. The head of the food charity that the people were working for has claimed the strike wasn't an accident. Celebrity chef Jose Andreas has alleged his charity's convoy was deliberately targeted.
Still overseas, an 80-year-old American woman was killed when an elephant charged at a safari vehicle in Zambia, flipping it on its side. There were 6 tourists inside the vehicle at the time, with the whole tragedy caught on camera.
Shocking stuff. Back home now and in Queensland, the body of a 71-year-old man has been found in floodwaters in the suburb of Greenbank. It comes after areas south of Brisbane copped a huge drenching on Wednesday night, which led to flash flooding.
To celebrity news now, Rebel Wilson reveals in her new memoir how much she was paid to appear in the 2011 comedy Bridesmaids. The Aussie got, get this, just $3,500. But Rebel credits the film with helping her to land other movie roles in the US, including in Pitch Perfect. She got $35,000 for the first Pitch Perfect film and then negotiated a $10 million salary for the third one. Good on you, Rebel.
Quite a jump, isn't it? And an Aussie radio star has announced his movie to Saudi Arabia. Byron Cook, who can currently be heard on Kiss FM in Melbourne, is moving to the Middle East to host his own show on Saudi Arabia's first English-speaking commercial station.
I know Byron a little bit. He's an absolute ripping bloke. That is an interesting job, going to work in Saudi Arabia, but hey, if anyone can do it, it's him. So we'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like, choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, former NBA star Andrew Bogut has made an explosive claim about his run-ins with AFL players. He claimed on social media that he's been offered drugs by footy players in the past. Now, his comments come a week after the AFL was rocked by a federal MP's bombshell claim that footy clubs have been covering up the illicit drug use of players by using off-the-book drug testing.
In a similar vein, a former AFL star has admitted that he was involved in a cross-country drug smuggling operation. Ex-St Kilda player Sam Fisher pleaded guilty to drug trafficking and possession charges and is now facing years behind bars.
Heavens to Betsy. Pretty grim podcast today,
indeed,
wasn't it? Lighten up, news. You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Get the latest from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are 2 incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.